No, man, that was super fun. I enjoyed doing that. Always have fun.
Yeah, before we get started on this one, guys, we just had an appearance on another podcast. Somebody that you know, if you're a listener to this show, you'll have heard of Jason Wade, the Doorbell Ninja.
Hi-ya!
I know.
I'm still like fired up, man. I'm ready to get my Kill Bill suit on.
Yeah, we talked about that. And so go check it out. It's called the Smart Home Show podcast. I think there's going to be a video coming up later as well with that. And it was good fun to catch up with Jason and hear, you know, we spoke to him a few weeks ago, but just to hear what he's up to. And good luck to him with that podcast, the Smart Home Show.
Yeah, show him some love. Show him some love. He's a great guy, no doubt about it. Where's he? He's in Florida, right?
Orlando, Florida. Yeah. Place I'd like to go.
Dude, a lot of people like going over to Florida. Good weather almost all the time. You know, when it's not hurricane season, it's beautiful season.
It's on my retirement short list, places that I might move to when I retire, whenever that might be.
Yeah. Dude, the way as for as busy as we are, you might be retiring sooner than later.
No, I'm going to make hay while the sun shines, JJ. I'm just going to keep plugging away. I'm just going to keep piling it up, all that cash in the corner.
stacking that cheddar. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I think I just went early 2000s. Sorry, audience. Sorry, digital ramblers. I'm old and I'm showing my age.
Have you been working on your backstroke?
Why? Am I? Do I have a
backhand? I got that wrong again. Your backhand.
My backstroke. Oh, I didn't know if it was because like I've got a little bit of suntan and no. So I've been in the pool or something.
Your backhand. I see you got your tennis simulator. You're all powered up.
Yeah. I got my simulator powered up. I'm going to be dropping a video about that probably later on this week. So we're doing this for those digital ramblers that are not familiar. I've been working on this project with Multiball Tennis Express, who is, I think, the country's largest distributor of tennis gear, and Wilson. And they have commissioned us to install these two tennis simulators. And you could also use it with like soccer balls and things like that. And it's a big projector that you hang in the ceiling. It projects an image onto the wall. It has these sensors that outline the wall. I don't want to use the word screen because it's not a screen that we are integrating. It's a wall that we paint white, and you have these sensors outlining the area. It's 16 feet wide by 10 feet in height. And whenever you hit the ball on the screen, whatever you're viewing reacts to it via the sensors. And like,
that's what I needed to know, because we've talked about it a few times. I need to see it because I didn't even realize that it could be any screen or surface and any surface. Projector, although the projector is an aspect ratio.
Yeah, 16 by 10.
But it's an array of sensors around your screen area.
Yeah, and honestly, this is the first one in the States, is my understanding, or you know, second maybe, I don't know. But them communicating it to me, I was a little bit surprised whenever I opened up the box as well. There was no screen in the box; it was just the array of sensors around where you're projecting on the wall. But you play games like Asteroids, you know, mm-hmm. So you have like your ships that move around and you're trying to hit it with your soccer ball or with your tennis racket or not tennis racket, tennis ball. And you can also just play it with your hands. I mean, there's a variety of different things that you can do with this technology. It's exciting, man. And you know, some people were like, I don't know if people are going to be interested in it. And we fired it up last week and over at Tennis Express, they have quite a few employees, and there was a line of employees that were ready to, you know, swing at it and get their racket going and start playing this game. So I'm excited about it. And it's about accuracy. So there is a point system, but it's about accuracy and improving your serve or your forehand or your backhand. Yeah, man, I'm stoked. And as far as my backhand, dude, you better be standing behind me.
Yeah.
You don't want to be good. And I'm glad it's in an caged in area, because I'd have balls going all over the place.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm horrible at tennis.
Tennis wasn't my sport.
No. You know what? Volleyball is, I'm trying to make sand volleyball my sport. I bet you they probably have some kind of simulation for, you know, hitting a volleyball on there. That would be cool. But I suck at volleyball too. So
I see you've also been doing an installation at a volleyball club with an ultra short throw projector.
Yeah.
Some outdoor speakers. Tell me about that one, because that looked cool as well.
Yeah, man, that's another cool project. This year, 2021, we've started off with some really cool, exciting projects. And this is another one that we are doing something very different for. And it's kind of like an outdoor big screen theater. We've kind of coined it the mega screen. and we had some guests on talking about the Vava ultra short throw projector, and I figured, you know what, that would be the perfect solution for doing this mega screen outside, because there was nowhere to mount a traditional projector, and then the distance was, you know, you could also invest in an expensive lens to project it, you know, across this open area, but we didn't want to, or you know, the client wanted to see if there were some alternative areas that we could look at, or alternative product to look at. And that's where this ultra short throw. So we built a wall and painted the screen on the wall, mounted the ultra short throw projector up into an eave. We have some Allura outdoor speakers. We have an HDMI switch that allows us to switch, you know, whatever sources we want to view, DirecTV, Apple TV, those types of things. But it also allows us to extract the audio via the optical and convert it into ARC for our Sonos amp, so that we can now listen to whatever we're viewing through the speakers, as well as, you know, stream whatever kind of music we want through those speakers when we're not watching the projector. So yeah, man, it's a cool piece. And then of course we're using like a little Logitech companion remote, which is perfect for outside and for what we're doing here.
So yeah,
it's a great project.
That projector, the Vava projector, was actually covered on episode 107. We had Chris Pinder and Megan Ace. They came on and talked to us about laser TV. And it's a product that both JJ and I have been using, and we've been putting them in regularly, actually having some real good fun, good customer reactions to it with a big screen at that short distance from the wall.
Dude, the contrast ratio and the pitch quality is stunning. It and you know, the lumens are not as bright as what you need for a traditional projector.
Yeah,
so it's about half. But when we fire that thing up, my clients are like, "Dude, that image is incredible."
Yeah, for sure, for sure. No, good product, good thing for people who are, you know, thinking about a new television. You know, the kind of price range of a 75, and then it jumps up significantly to 85 inch. Look at ultra short throw projectors with or without a screen. You know, if you've got a good surface to put that laser TV onto, a nice flat white wall, then give it a go. I would still recommend a screen. I think you do need it. Especially with ultra short throw projectors, they recommend you use these ambient light rejecting screens. We talked about that on episode 107, but it's got a very different finish to it. And it does this great job of blocking out any ambient light in the room, and just gives you the laser projection image straight back to you. But that's something to consider in your budget. You've got the projector screen, and the Vava one has got a soundbar built in, but also look at budgeting in for some kind of audio setup, whether it's Sonos amp, soundbar, traditional AV receiver and speakers. I think it warrants, with that big screen, it also warrants some big sound.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you can, there's a lot of flexibility that you can use there with that, with sound. So yes, it has it built in, but you know, when you go that big, yeah, you want to add some big sound to it as well. No doubt about it. So yeah, man, those are two really, really exciting projects that we're working on and we've been working on for quite some bit. I saw this past week, man, you dropped a video on LinkedIn and on your Instagram and it was fuego. I mean, it exploded with excitement. Talk to us about that.
It's what we do. It's what I said in the post. This is what we do. This is what we enjoy. We love installing and getting it performing right. Lutron lighting controls and making it really simple to control all the lights in your home. And in the video that we put out this week was some outdoor lighting, which it looked complicated, you know, expensive, elaborate, but trust me, this was one of the simplest installations we've ever done, where there was just two Lutron relays, basically a switch, an on and off device, and a Lutron Pico, a little wireless handheld controller. You hit on, the lights came on. You hit off, the lights went off. We had some LED strips installed underneath some steps on the outside of the building.
That was so awesome.
There's some wall lights left and right of the house. And then we also just had some ground spike lights all around the edge of the patio, installed by the electrician. They did all that cable running, fit the lights. We did the control side of it with the Lutron controls, the Pico, and the app control and voice. But it's the wow factor. It's that distinction between, you know, I don't have anything like that in my home, and the actually the cost and the work to make it do that is minimal, because lots of people spend money on outside lighting. Wall lights, garden spike lights, LED strips, water features. They're buying all that. They're just missing that last element, which is the smart control of it, so that you can schedule it, you can voice control it, and you can do it from convenient keypads around the home.
Yeah, you can geofence it. And, you know, again, well, you did make mention there that, you know, it was some of the easiest things. And, you know, we throw that word around, easy. And in actuality, it's just the understanding the knowledge base of how to apply it. And we make it easy for the end user. And for somebody who does it all the time, it's very easy for us as well. But understanding how to apply those types of needs, or even understanding that you can apply those needs, really screams the need for hiring a home technology professional.
That's the difference, JJ. It's not about, you know, it's easy. It's not easy to do it. You got to be an electrician. You got to be a smart home pro. That part is not easy. What it is it's easy to live with. It should be easy to just ask for it. I want people to ask, say, you know, if it's too much, so be it. I won't go there, but just ask, how can I have this smart lighting, Chris? How can I have something that's distinctive from the house next door or from my previous home, or add some wow,
yeah,
but don't break the bank. Lighting is one of those places.
It adds that value gamble. I mean, if somebody walks inside and flips the switch, it's not the same. You know, whereas if you drive up in your car and you hit the switch, or when you drive up, it's on a schedule and it's just on. I mean, it's I really think that type of technology, that type of technology adds a lot of wow and value to the house. It's not a lost investment by any means.
No, I honestly don't think when you've got a smart home pro who is in tune with your budgets and your requirements and listens to what you need and what you might like, then the costs are not obscene prices. If you have a need to just schedule some outside lighting or have some app control of some lighting in your kitchen, dining, living space, all open plan that you've dreamt of having for years, you've planned it, you've moved to the new home, you've done all the building work, all the stress, to then be able to have that little bit of icing on top where you just hit the dining scene. cooking, relax, entertain, and you've got presets for this lovely space that you've spent tens, if not hundreds of thousands of pounds on glazing and flooring and kitchen units and the nice lighting, to then put a crappy, dumb switch that just turns it on or off. If you can have something that recalls a scene or a preset for that space, you're talking literally just a few hundred pounds, JJ. It could be that little.
The other thing, and the other thing is that sometimes clients, you know, want a taste, you know, and maybe their budget is strapped a little bit. And what our clients absolutely love, Gamble, is the ability to expand when they're ready. It's not a all or nothing. And sometimes clients also need to live in their space to truly understand, you know, where those needs might land, instead of going at it all at one time. And honestly, you know, a home technology professional can direct you in what is most requested and most used in homes. But, you know, that's one of the cool things about the solutions, you know, our Fab Five, our Keeping It Reals, you know, solutions that we offer, is they're expandable. It's like, let's do this for right now. And then whenever we're, you know, kind of settled in, let's pick this up again and tee off a second time.
This is, JJ, this is where our industry has a big problem with it. It's got a chip in its shoulder. They're either all in or they're not in at all.
Yeah.
They talk about future readiness. They talk about, let's do a little bit at a time. You know, they're lying. They're lying. They want everything or nothing. Yeah. I walk away from jobs. I walk away from jobs if they don't go all in. And that's horrible. That customers are having to put additional money towards something that, I honestly believe, some of the things that I see being put into people's homes, I think, why? What the heck are you putting all that stuff in for when there's key living areas, there's key spaces in a home? Work on that and prepare the other areas. Work on the pain points, but be mindful of what might come around the corner.
I just can't fathom, and I really deter clients from spending, you know, 5-6 digits to turn on their television or to listen to music. I mean, that's just,
it's crazy.
It's obscene. You know, let's pay for some education. I want to be in the, you know, good graces of my clients, and I want to make sure that their resources are spent like I would want to invest my resources. It's just unnecessary. And Gamble, honestly, for most of our industry and the solutions that they're providing, it costs them money if it's not done on the front side. It's not easy for them to come back and have to rewire a rack to add, you know, three more zones, you know, to a system, or to add some lighting control, because then you have to have the programmer come out and program it to the system. And, you know, remote programming sounds nice with these unheard of third party systems, but dude, it never programs the right way. It's rare.
No, and you're also always got that seed of doubt that, oh, fuck, I better go and check it. I better go. In fact, I'll just go there. I'll swallow that cost. We'll get it on the next round. You know, we'll just go there. We'll just send two people. We'll just, you know,
two people.
When are you going to stop, you know?
Yeah, and I say two people because, you know, that's $40 to $50, $60 an hour on the company strain, and plus the fuel, and, you know, diverting from, you know, jobs that you can actually be making money at. I want to stay in business. You know, I'm just being transparent as a business owner, and giving away free does not allow me to provide you with quality service, you know, 10 years from now. It's just not sustainable unless, you know, it's on me. If I was supposed to do something and it didn't happen, that's on me.
Yeah.
But making an adjustment here or there, that's just part of service.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I totally understand there's a market of people that they have the finances, they have the dreams, and the objective is to deliver these fantastic systems with no corners cut, no stone unturned. Everything has to be connected, automated, scheduled, programmable. I get that. There's a big market for it, but I believe there's a bigger market elsewhere. And I believe a lot of companies that come into this industry head towards this direction that they think they should be going in and leave so much on the table that they could be doing smaller, more bite-sized, more digestible work that's keeping them in and around hundreds and thousands of customers instead of just a few. And I honestly believe there's a lot of businesses in our industry that have really just got a handful of clients in a 2 or 3 year window. And that gives me the shivers to think that I'm putting all my eggs with just a handful of clients and I could have had hundreds each spending equally as much as the handful of clients that are going to spend big. And it's exciting and I get that, and it's a big draw, and you're going to install all the tech they ever dreamed of installing, the motorized screens, the pop-up this, and the, you know, the fantastic programmable scenes where you can, you know, automate till your heart's content. Or before, if you're ever at that crossroads and you're a business owner in our industry, just look left and right. Think about what's in that direction, but think about what you're leaving if you turn the way that I believe more should be turning, and that's the way that we're going, JJ.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Bingo. We're on that road. And I put a visual out this week of our podcast numbers. My business is going in that direction, JJ.
Yeah, mine too.
Takes time. Got to be patient, but it goes that way. And your customers, they stick around.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, for those that are listening to the Digital Ramble for the first time, and you're like, who are these two crazy dudes? Well, because we really don't talk about ourselves all that much. Most of the time we forget to say who we are because it's really about the content, what we're talking about, what we believe in. But if you do want to find out more about me, I'm JJ Cannon. You can find me at digitaldelight.com. I'm located here in the Houston, Texas area. And we believe in creating incredible experiences that use less boxes, less wires, but have more reliability and are easy and affordable to use. So check us out, give us a holler, love to talk to you. And even if you're not in my area and you have some questions, I'm all about being transparent and open book. And if I could help somebody that's looking for solutions, you know, hit me up.
And I'm JJ's co-host over in the UK. My name's Chris Gamble. I'm a co-founder, owner, technical director of Customized. We're based in the east of England, covering Norfolk, Suffolk, and London. We've been doing smart home for over 12 years now. And we just enjoy the challenges that customers put in front of us. We never hide from that challenges. We take them on and we deliver, and we try our best to deliver every time. And it's challenging. Smart home is a tough game to play in, but we like that. We roll our sleeves up and we get dirty every week. Check out Customized at customized.uk.com.
Yeah. And Gamble and I, we've been at this for quite a bit. I don't know what episode we're on today. Gamble, do you have a pulse on where we're at? Like 120,
I don't know.
8, 9, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
We've got quite a few under our belt. And if you want to go back and kind of check out our history, our website is digitalrambleshow.com. And you can find all of our previous episodes on there and check out some of the earlier ones where we just kind of stumbling around and trying to figure out what, you know, what to talk about on a podcast. And actually they're pretty good. Other than, you know, me, I'm just super, you know, sketchy on talking to the public, but it was a lot of fun. And so go there, go to our website. You can also find us on 11 podcast streaming services like Spotify and Apple, iTunes, and all kinds of good places. Just go on Google and check us out, Digital Ramble Show. Yeah, we'll pop up.
No doubt. Yeah, just to also reemphasize, we, at the start of the episode, we talked about, we were on a show just before we hit record this week. We were on another show with Jason Wade, the Doorbell Ninja, his podcast, The Smart Home Show. We had a great time on that, and definitely go check that one out this week as well. Add it to your subscriptions on your podcast apps.
Yeah, for sure. Gamble, you got anything else exciting? What are you doing this week? Like, the only person that I know that has more breaks other than my girls from school is the technicians over in the UK. You're on holiday today.
Well, it's the Easter weekend here, so it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Extended.
The holiday. You know, the kids are off school as well for another few more days, but I'm back to work tomorrow. Down to London, doing some ring camera installations, bit of a final tidy up of a system that we've been working on a project for about 6 months, and general construction work has left the area where the router, the network switches, some of the AV equipment, it's just got a bit dusty. So we're going to give it that final cleanup, label everything, do a customer handover. Also going to connect up their cable box that they've had now from their TV provider. Then going deeper into central London, we're going to be integrating with Lutron some security shutters, going to be adding some more Lutron dimmers to a customer's existing system. So we're going to be doing the outdoor roof terrace, going to be integrating the lights, patio heaters, and some wireless shades going in the bedroom on that roof terrace because they're suffering a lot from solar gain up there. And finishing the week off, we've got some automated gates going in. We're doing a gate entry system for 7 properties.
Ooh, that's cool. So a neighborhood, community.
Yeah, we're doing a communal system, 7 properties, communal gate entry. And then each property is getting 3 touchscreen internal screens so they can view the gates. They've also, each property's also then got a doorbell intercom at the front door of the property if the gates were open and somebody entered the community, because they're going to have the gates open during the day. Each property's also got an external station to ring the door. And then the final day this week, it's a short week. We've got some 4G installations going in. We've got some.
It's a short week, but man, yeah. That list is like.
I know.
I know. Geez, you know, it's like you start talking about it, it's like, yeah, dead gum. And I'm going to sleep somewhere in between there.
I sleep well at the moment. I sleep well.
Hey, so on that gate one, are you collaborating with anybody or is that a straight
always,
up?
Always yeah. Collaborating. Yeah, we're a company that collaborates on so many different projects and different experts we bring in. Think of myself, my role is kind of like the project manager for the smart home services in any building, whether it's communal. I'm the conductor of the orchestra. So we're bringing in LDN Security, who've worked with us for a number of years. They just deliver time and time again on the installation, but also their aftercare, maintenance, servicing. They're top of their game. So I bring in people that are top of their game. I don't dabble. I just bring in the experts, but manage the client expectations and budgets.
That's cool. Yeah, we have to collaborate as well. I mean, I'm only as good as the people that I work with, you know, that are on my team, but also, you know, those that I surround myself with. And yeah, we collaborate on things that we get ourselves into that we don't have time to figure out and learn. You know, one thing that you mentioned was some Lutron security shutters. Mm. Are these on the exterior of the house? Because that's correct. Different than window, you know, treatments. That's like the purge type stuff, right?
Yeah, these are roller shutters for on the external of the property that come down over an entrance door and some windows at the front of the property that are at street level. So customer wanted that peace of mind when they left the property because they have another property overseas. When they go away and now they've been in London this whole year, 12, 13 months. Now there's this hope of us all being able to travel again soon. So they're thinking of their other property that they've not been to for a long time, go and see family. So they've added these shutters, which they've got them manually controlled by, you know, the controls that the kind of like that, but they're motorized for sure, but
yeah.
It's really clunky and they know they've got a Lutron system that they can basically, when we're there, we'll make it work. So they've got control from a Pico, from an app, And be able to schedule that as well if they wanted to simulate that somebody's home, mm-hmm. which is one of the features I talked to them about. I said, look, great, open and close them. But when you're away, why not have a period where they open during the day and then close again in the early evening, late afternoon, where it just looks like somebody was home, somebody's away, somebody's come back home.
Keep them guessing.
Yeah. We do that with the lights, with the smart away feature that Lutron has in the Ratu Select system. We do that with lights, blinds. You can even add music if you want. It has to be pretty loud to hear it outside, but you could do that.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, sounds like a busy week for you. When we're just as busy in our calendar. Nothing as exciting as what you described, but you know, nonetheless, it's exciting for our homeowners that are getting some upgrades in their house, whether it's hanging a television or getting a projector or lighting or Wi-Fi. Just always staying busy. Our calendar is actually starting to book in May, and we have not had, you know, that kind of work, you know, forward work in years. And it's a fantastic feeling. I did meet with a lady today for those that are wondering, I'm looking at getting my website redone.
Okay.
That's something that I've been wanting to do for quite some time. And, you know, finally, found the right lady to help me do it. And it's going to be completely different than what you find in the rest of the industry. So I'm always about being different and, you know, traveling a different kind of road than what our competition is traveling. So as that kind of builds and progresses, I'll share that with the Digital Ramble family. Super excited about that.
Cool. I'd like to hear about that because our website needs that refresh. I think everyone went through that period of three, four, 5 years ago where websites were the thing to spend your time working on, and blogs and new articles, but and online shops. And then social media became, you know, encompassed as in creating content for that. And we neglected our websites, and we're guilty of it as a business that we didn't, and we don't at the moment, give it the attention it needs.
It's a calling card, you know, it's like the online business card.
Totally. And there's so many ways to be discovered now online, but, you know, don't have all your eggs in one basket. If we're talking marketing and lead generation, don't just keep pumping your Instagram and think that's going to bring in all your work. Your website's got to be up to scratch, your Facebook page, your LinkedIn profile, you know, and also your printed stuff. You know, I got some new business cards done recently. They always catch people's eyes with their logo and everything.
Yeah, those business cards are fly, man. I like them. They're super cool. All right, Digital Ramblers, you got anything else, Gamble?
I thought of some other work I've got this week, but I'm not going to share it with you.
He's like, oh my God, did I order that?
And it's a 4-day week.
Jay, I got to let you go. I got to burn some midnight oil here.
You don't know.
Make sure I got all my ducks in a row.
You don't know how true that is, JJ.
Yeah. All right, mate. Good to see you. Digital Ramblers, thank you again for, you know, all your continued support. It really means the world to Gamble and I. We put, you know, forth a lot of effort in trying to put together a good show for y'all every week. And your support is, you just don't know. It's so nice to hear back from you in the comments and the messaging that we get from you. So thanks. And you know, if you don't know, find a smart home pro. What, dude, did I mess up my own slogan?
Go, no, Gamble. No, you've actually...
Have I extrapolated on it?
Yeah, it's evolved now.
It's evolved.
Right. That's good. I like it. If you don't know, find a smart home pro.
Yeah, there we go. There you go. It's evolving. It's a fluid sign off.